Well, I've always had interest in the law, and I worked at the time for a national event-based charity. But I think I wanted to be in a decision-making position about how we treat criminals in society and how we get people to change their behaviour. I suppose that's my main interest, really, is trying to stop people from offending and seeing the role that the courts can play in both punishing and getting people to think about their behaviour and changing.
And was it everything you expected?
Well, I've been doing it for nearly 26 years, so enjoying is a wrong word. It's challenging. You never know what you're going to do. It's always different. You never know what's going to face you each year you go in. It is very good for personal development. You learn to make decisions. Very often in your job, if a decision's too difficult to make, you can kind of put it away. But you have to make a decision on the day. You have to learn to take in information, to assess it, and to give it, and to work out and make a decision based on that. It's also team membership, because you work as a bench of three and you work as a team, and that's very good, and that really helps you learn to work with other people in a really broad, and you meet many, many people that you would never otherwise meet, because you often meet people in your own circles, work and whatever, but you meet a whole range of people and you make really good friendships, and it's a whole world. It's very good, actually. I would advise people if they're thinking about it to do it.
Do you get a lot out of that, sort of helping those people that have taken the wrong path?
We don't get usually any direct feedback, so often we don't know any individual offender, but you get feedback from a solicitor sometimes, from other people, saying that actually it has changed the way they think, and also that we are real people. We've all have our own lives, we've all had the pros and the cons and the ups and the downs, so we're not there, okay, we're making decisions about people, but we're not in judgment in that kind of a way. And I think if we can get people to recognise that they have a duty to live within the society and to play the rules, basically, that's important. So hopefully the way they're treated will make that difference. But we very rarely get any direct feedback.
It's interesting what you were saying as well. I mean, because how many people sit at home and watch the news or read the papers, and they could technically play a part in changing that path?
Oh, absolutely. To become a magistrate, you basically have to meet a test of having six key qualities. The details of those are on application forms. I won't go through them right now. But generally speaking, most people can apply. And yes, they can be part of that. You know, you're looking for people with common sense, with people with an ability to hear information, to take it in, to make non-prejudiced decisions based on what information you've received, and you get training, and you obviously have the support of colleagues as well. But yes, people probably don't think they can play a role, but they can. But I think it's also very important as well that people often get frustrated, I think, with the law, and they think it's not been harsh enough or whatever, and people forget that we do have rules and regulations. We have guidance notes that we have to work through. So you do work within, we do have parameters that we work within, but within them there is, you know, a degree of using common sense and trying to make things work.
And this is open to, as you said before, anybody, any age, any lifestyle.
Yeah, any lifestyle, age. We're desperate for younger people to join, as all these things. There are obviously issues to do with time commitments. You have to commit to a certain number of days a year. That does create for some younger people and the working people some difficulties. But that's something we look at during the interview. And we certainly ask people to talk to employers and stuff and let them know they're employed. Some employers do recognise that their staff do gain from becoming a magistrate. And I was saying things about decision making and things. So we do hope that employers do actually recognise it's a positive thing.
Is there a shortage, would you say, of magistrates?
We're not short in that way, but we are looking to recruit 30 this year. So, and we would just hope for, I'd say, people out there who wouldn't have thought about it just to get an application in.
Well, you've been doing it for 26 years.
Yes.
come on, sell it to us. Why should somebody like myself or another, you know, person, anyone in Great Manchester do this?
I think sometimes it's about putting your money where your mouth is. You know, we all sit at home and think, oh, I would do that better or whatever. And certainly I think I had a bit of that attitude when I started. But when you're sitting on the other side and you're realising what you have to do, and actually, you know, being involved with justice, I think, is a really important thing. And you do feel like you're doing some good. You know, it is a primary role in the community. It's an important role in the community. I think we set examples. But it's actually ability to take part in a very important part of society. And you do give a lot. But you just learn a lot as well. You know, you learn about people, you learn about places, you meet people that you wouldn't otherwise meet. Sometimes you have your eyes open to things that, you know, you think you're not naive, but sometimes maybe you are. You also meet this really sad people, you know, that people have a whole huge amount of challenges in their lives, and some people deal with challenges one way, some people deal with challenges in another way, and part of the job is trying to get people to realise that there are other ways of dealing with challenges, and maybe going out and thieving is not the best way to do it. You know, we get a lot of people with drug and alcohol issues, and again, there is work out there, and our services available, but people have to want to make those changes. We don't have all the answers to everything, but you do play a very important role.